NCC's Blueprint for Climate Resilience, November 12, 2025. This month, as the world comes together at COP30 to discuss climate equity, the fair distribution of who bears the burden of climate change impacts and financing for vulnerable communities, it's wise to look to communities that have been managing extreme heat for millennia. The Middle East contains indigenous knowledge about how to mitigate climate change and how to increase our adaptive capacity, says Yasser Abu Nasser, director of American University of Beirut, AUB's Nature Conservation Center. The region is a living lab, not because it is a victim, but because it has centuries of coping strategies embedded in its architecture, agriculture, and social norms that could be lessons to other areas that are expected to heat up. Abu Nasser, determined to treat that inheritance as a starting point for research and design rather than a footnote, makes sure the Nature Conservation Center, NCC's work, centers on listening to and centering solutions around those who suffer the most from climate change, though they usually contribute the least to damaging our environment. For decades, climate solutions in the Middle East region have often arrived as prepackaged technologies and toolkits from predominantly Western countries, unattuned to the drylands, informal economic systems, and cultural context of the Levant and the MENA region, says Abu Nasser. At the NCC, we invert the flow by first building evidence with the help of local communities, then scaling insights outward. The result is a climate practice that is regionally made while globally relevant. One example of this is the MedTrails Project, a three-country study of ecotourism and hiking trails in Lebanon, Jordan, and Palestine. Because you can't easily downscale regional climate projections to a specific village or trail, the NCC team built the evidence from the ground up, running focus groups to capture how guides, hosts, and hikers are experiencing change. The picture they got is consistent across the region. Water sources are less reliable, biodiversity along the routes is shifting and facing new disease pressures, and heat is eroding simple outdoor comfort. Because these trails knit together rural livelihoods, overnights in village guesthouses, local food, and local guides, the project treats adaptation as a rural development question as much as an environmental one. NCC also puts this kind of research into action, creating and delivering research and evidence-based resources and services based on knowledge on the ground that municipalities, NGOs, and companies can actually use. During the MedTrail project, the NCC team conducted a climate vulnerability assessment across the three countries involved. The findings were so successful that the Lebanese Mountain Trail Association requested support in training its personnel, along with local municipalities, to disseminate the expertise and skills NCC gained from the project. We see NCC as a center that can provide services and invent new approaches without sacrificing the research core that anchors our credibility, says Abu Nasser. It's efficient, and in a region that is among the least resourced for climate action, this helps close a chronic gap. That pragmatism comes with urgency. There's no missed deadline when you're talking about climate change. The lesson is not either or, it's both and. Mitigation where and when possible, adaptation where necessary, always with equity in mind. And don't forget to make it local. He notes that regional projections speak in averages, but reality unfolds valley by valley, neighborhood by neighborhood. Adaptation is very local. It's where communities feel the burden of climate change and can actually get things done. This is the framework that runs through NCC's work. Local agency paired with global responsibility. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.